With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. The state added 1,232 confirmed COVID-19 cases today, and 18 more deaths were reported. About 560 Montanans have now died from the virus. Roughly 30% of the state's COVID-19 deaths have occurred since the beginning of the month. According to the state's latest epidemiological report, the spread of the respiratory virus is continuing to grow in the state. The report says the average positivity rate from tests climbed from 12% in October to 18% so far in November. New hospitalizations per week also shot up from about 100 per week in late September to 200 late last month. About half of those who have become infected with the virus so far have been between 20 and 49 years old, many of those cases coming from younger people in their 20s. The median age of a COVID-19 death in Montana is 78 years old. Over a third of the deaths as of November 5th in Montana were reported to be residents at assisted living and long-term care facilities. Rising case numbers continue to strain hospitals, with four of the state's larger hospitals reporting all of their inpatient beds full Tuesday. Only three of the state's 49 critical access hospitals were at or near inpatient bed capacity. More news on our website, mtpr.org. Montana lawmakers elected leaders today to guide work during the 2021 legislative session. Republican leaders were enthusiastic about working with a Republican governor for the first time in 16 years. Democrats in the minority talked about their uphill battle. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Leaders will speak for their respective parties and guide legislative priorities during the upcoming session, which is scheduled to begin January 4th. Many Republicans attended the caucuses in person and did not wear masks or socially distance, while many of their Democratic colleagues tuned into meetings remotely. Republican Representative Wiley Gault of Martinsdale was elected Speaker of the House. In a speech in the House chambers, Gault said Republicans are looking forward to working with Republican Governor-elect Greg Gianforte.
House Republicans finally have a partner aligned with our principles and goals in the governor's office. The people of Montana have placed Republicans in the driver's seat of state government. It is time for us to change how Helena does business.
Representative Sue Vinton will be the Republican majority leader, and Representative Casey Knudsen was elected Speaker pro temp. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Mark Blaisdell of Kalispell was elected Senate President. During his acceptance speech, he referenced the myriad victories Montana Republicans scored during the election.
The voters sent us here with an incredible mandate of how they want the state to move, and I'm prepared to help work with each and every one of you to get there.
On the Democratic side, Representative Kim Abbott of Helena became House Minority Leader. After accepting the position, she said the Democratic caucus will hold Republicans accountable.
For the thousands and thousands of voters who voted for us and other Democrats, we are their voice in this building, in the Zoom room, in the hallways, and I know each of us take that responsibility incredibly seriously.
Senator Jill Konauer, a Democrat from Helena, was voted Minority Leader for her party in the state Senate.
We, as a group, are going to have a difficult journey. But we are a very small and strategic group of warriors.
Governor-elect Gianforte sent out a statement congratulating the leaders from both parties on their elections. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
Republican Senator Steve Daines announced Wednesday that he has tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies after participating in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial. Daines' announcement came as drug company Pfizer said its vaccine is 95% effective. The company plans to seek emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration in the coming days. The senator and his wife were part of a group of over 100 Montana residents participating in the trial. Lawmakers gathered in the Montana State Capitol to pick their leaders, with most Republicans in attendance and unmasked despite a growing coronavirus outbreak. Republicans hold a two-thirds majority in both bodies, and Montana will have a Republican governor for the first time in 16 years. Senator Mark Blaisdell of Kalispell was named the Senate President on Wednesday, while Representative Wiley Gault of Martinsdale was named the House Speaker. Republicans said Montana voters sent a strong mandate for the legislature to reduce taxes and government spending and protect the rights of the unborn and gun rights. Democratic Senator Jill Konauer and Representative Kim Abbott were elected minority leaders. Commissioners in Missoula County have unanimously voted to appoint Shane Morgeau to the state Senate after he lost a bid this year to become the state auditor. The Missoulian reported that Morgeau was appointed Tuesday and is expected to carry out the remainder of Democrat Nate McConnell's term. McConnell resigned November 5th to care for his children. A citizen committee meeting today and tomorrow puts the finishing touches on a once-in-a-decade plan that will shape forest management in Montana. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
Decades of aggressively putting out wildfires led to unhealthy, overgrown forests at particularly high risk for burns and disease outbreaks. At the same time, a patchwork of land ownership makes addressing management problems hard to do. That's where the Montana Forest Action Plan comes in. The plan, released in late September, prioritizes 3.8 million acres, mostly in western Montana, in need of large-scale restoration. That work means increasing forest resilience to wildfire and tolerance for prescribed burns, bolstering the timber industry, and combating climate change and insect and disease outbreaks across land ownership boundaries. It was drafted by the Forest Action Advisory Council, which was created by Governor Steve Bullock in 2019. The roughly 30-member group consists of representatives of government, tribes, the timber industry, and conservationists.
The work that you've done over the last 18 months, any administration should be damn proud of, and there's nothing political about it.
That's Bullock talking with the council during their Wednesday meeting. Bullock said, for a long time, forest management was work that tore Montanans apart and symbolized
the divides between industry and conservation.
But the collaboration that went into the Forest Action Plan represents a change in that rift. He said it shows
the unifying forces that we have more than the dividing.
The Montana Forest Action Plan is expected to go to Bullock's desk in December. Finalizing it will be one of his last acts as governor. The draft plan also recommends establishing an implementation committee that will ensure its goals are met under Governor-elect Republican Greg Gianforte's administration. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.